Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This morning, a desperate search for survivors. Rescuers scour the rubble of a Ukrainian theatre holding onto hope. Cash Boost, the budget bonus to help Aussies deal with the cost of living. A man escapes through a window as a unit goes up in flames. The fallout from an AFL coach's bitter spray, Luke Beveridge forced to apologise. And down to the wire, the Melbourne Storm clinch a Golden Point win.
Right foot for Craig Bellamy.
He's done it.
And give their coach something to cheer about.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. A desperate search for survivors is underway after a theatre in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol was destroyed in a Russian airstrike. More than 1,000 women and children were sheltering in the theatre and rubble is being cleared away to determine the number of casualties. Some city officials have said people had been hiding in a bomb shelter within the building and were coming out alive. It comes as Australia prepares a second round of funding for lethal aid to help Ukraine, including rifles, ammunition, hand grenades and missiles. Live to US Bureau Chief Ashley Mullaney in Los Angeles now. Good morning, Ash. Joe Biden's labelled Putin a war criminal.
Good morning, Jody. Yes, as the death toll mounts in Ukraine, Joe Biden has described Vladimir Putin's war as an atrocity and an outrage to the world. But it was his comments about Putin, describing him as a war criminal, that seems to have gotten Moscow's attention. The Kremlin responding today, saying that those words are unacceptable and inexcusable. This was the exchange between Biden and reporters.
Everything we've seen, are you ready to call Putin a war criminal?
No. I think he is a war criminal.
Now, Joe Biden, this comes after Joe Biden announced over $1 billion in extra funding for military assistance to Ukraine. It also comes ahead of what will be a critical phone call in the next 24 hours between Joe Biden and China's President Xi Jinping, where they will discuss the situation in Ukraine, particularly important time after U.S. intelligence suggested that Moscow had reached out to Beijing looking for assistance in the war, both militarily and with money, to try and dodge these tough sanctions from Western nations, something China has denied. Jody.
Okay, Ash Mullaney, thank you. As the price of beer and petrol skyrockets, Australians could soon be handed a one-off payment to help manage the rising cost of living. Political reporter Jennifer Beshwati is in Canberra for us this morning. Good morning, Jen. What do we know about this bonus?
Good morning, Jody. Well, the details are still being worked through as the government puts the final touches on the budget. It was exclusively reported by 7 News political editor Mark Riley last night. Basically, the budget will contain one-off cash bonuses for wage earners to help get them through this cost of living crisis. The bonuses will be paid before the May election through existing government programs. What that is still unclear. Could be through the ATO, directly into your bank account, like JobKeeper. How much it is also still being worked through. We understand it won't go to pensioners and other welfare recipients because they already get an increase in their payments this weekend. So some good news for people struggling to keep up with rising costs. Questions turn to how can we afford it? Well, the Treasurer will today give a major speech here in Canberra, reframing his budget fiscal strategy after unprecedented spending during the pandemic to now budget repair. repair. There's been a massive boom in revenue over the past few months, particularly due to record iron ore prices. It's expected that the $1 trillion debt will be dramatically revised down in this month's budget, setting up an election battle on economic management. Jody.
Jen Beshwari, thank you. A man has been injured climbing out of a window to escape a burning unit in northern New South Wales. The property caught fire at around 11 o'clock last night, and he fell 3 metres to the ground as the flames took hold.
That male was transported to Tweedheads Hospital in a stable condition with a minor head injury and some multiple abrasions to his body.
Five police officers had to be taken to hospital for smoke inhalation after helping to evacuate the surrounding units. COVID case numbers are soaring across the country as the new BA2 variant takes hold. New South Wales recorded 20,000 cases and another 5 deaths yesterday. There were more than 9,000 new infections in Victoria. Queensland and Western Australia each recorded more than 7,000. South Australia had one of its highest daily totals of more than 4,000. Meanwhile, in the face of pressure from industry leaders, the Victorian government has confirmed it won't be relaxing its mask mandate for hospitality and retail workers. Another Labor politician has come forward with bullying allegations following the death of Senator Kimberley Kitching. Former MP Emma Hussar claims the stress of being bullied by party influencers caused Kitching to develop a heart condition. She also labelled leader Anthony Albanese a gaslighting narcissist. Penny Wong, who has been accused of bullying Kitching, will now attend her funeral, having cancelled a fundraising event. Western Bulldogs coach Luke Beveridge has apologised over a post-match outburst where he slammed a journalist for revealing top-secret selection information. Beveridge has since acknowledged his behaviour was not acceptable.
Well, it's highly emotional. It is no excuse to let those emotions spill over and get the better of me.
The journalist involved, Tom Morris, has been stood down by Fox over an unrelated incident. He's being investigated over an alleged recording where he's heard making sexist and homophobic remarks about a female colleague. Sydney commuters are set to get some relief, with the Transport Union agreeing to wind back the majority of its industrial action for 6 weeks. In that time, union representatives and the state government will hold intensive talks to discuss conditions for rail workers. There are likely to be delays on Monday due to some ongoing action as well as flood damage. Flood victims in northern New South Wales will be given extra disaster payments. Residents in the Ballina, Byron, Tweed and Kyogle local government areas will be automatically paid an additional $2,000. The federal government had initially only offered the top-up to those in Lismore. South Australians are heading to the polls tomorrow for the state election, but the government's warning the results are likely to be delayed. A record 135,000 people have already voted, and more than 160,000 are registered to vote by mail. People isolating due to COVID will be able to collect their voting packs from 22 COVID test collection sites. Polls open at 8 a.m. and they close at 6 p.m. Shane Warne's son Jackson will toss the coin before St Kilda's first match of the season tonight. The Saints will pay tribute to the late cricket legend when they take on Collingwood at Marvel Stadium, wearing commemorative warm-up tops in his honour. An hour-long documentary special on Warne's life and achievements is airing on the Seven Network next Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Sydney's former Lindt Cafe, the site of the deadly 2014 terrorist attack, could be turned into a boutique bottle shop. Liquor company Dan Murphy's has lodged a $2 million application to build the store, which would be called The Cellar and cater to wine lovers. It says it's spoken with the families of the victims and the proposal would not affect a memorial at the site. Perpetrators of domestic and family violence could be forced to wear GPS trackers as part of a new trial in Victoria. If an offender breaches a violence order, police will be automatically alerted under the multi-million dollar pilot program. Victims would also be given a device to let police know when the offender comes too close. It's based on a successful trial designed to reduce threats and stalking in Tasmania. A revolutionary way of detecting lung disease has been unveiled at Sydney's Prince of Wales Hospital. The world's first scanner was developed here in Australia using funds from the federal government for local medical research.
Treating chronic lung disease in the modern age. This 4D scanning machine, a breath of fresh air for millions of Australians living with life-threatening respiratory issues.
And it allows us for the first time to really see what's happening inside of someone's lungs when they breathe.
The $60 million XV scanner, the first of its kind in the world, will assist doctors in identifying conditions such as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, cystic fibrosis, asthma, as well as lung cancer.
Australians will get better diagnosis and earlier treatment at a faster rate than anybody in the world.
It will reduce anxiousness and the time necessary that you would see in a normal X-ray or a CT scan.
This revolutionary piece of life-saving equipment will bring together both 4D medical software and hardware technologies, all developed right here in Australia. And it's hoped that this is just the beginning, with more innovative announcements set to be made in the future.
The federal government providing close to $29 million for the project, all part of the $100 million pledged to National Medical Technology Research.
Put the money there with Australian scientists and engineers, they can deliver projects that can change people's lives.
Patients breathing easy in the name of science. Liam Tapper, 7 News.
A world-class national bushfire lab has been set up at the CSIRO in Canberra to help better prepare for the next natural disaster. State-of-the-art combustion and wind tunnels will be able to simulate the events of Black Summer, allowing researchers to understand how fires behave and what conditions make them worse. Essential information that will be shared with emergency services. Checking finance now. The Dow Jones is trading higher this morning. The Nasdaq is also up. In London, the FTSE added and Germany's DAX lost ground. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose. The All Ords finished in positive territory, as did the ASX 200, up 76 points. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,945 an ounce. Oil is $102 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 73.93 US cents, 87.5 Japanese yen and $1.07 New Zealand. Kanye West has been temporarily suspended from Instagram over a racist attack on South African comedian Trevor Noah, as well as his recent posts about estranged wife Kim Kardashian and her new boyfriend. The social network says the posts violate its policies on hate speech and harassment. As a result, he's unable to post, comment or send direct messages for 24 hours. A warning to anyone who's freeloading off someone else's Netflix account. The streaming giant is trialling a new fee for users who share their passwords with people outside their household. It's always been against Netflix's terms and conditions, but the rule has rarely been enforced. The trial is taking place in 3 South American countries. No word yet if it will come to Australia. Traffic mayhem has broken out in Chicago after a local businessman launched a $270,000 fuel giveaway. Willie Wilson pledged free gas through $50 gift cards at petrol stations across the city. And with soaring prices causing hardship for many families, drivers queued for blocks. The war in Ukraine is rattling the Australian share market, and that's taken a toll on super fund performance. But the advice from experts is not to panic, with hard lessons learned from the COVID crisis.
As bonds plummeted, so too did global stocks,
which are down about 10% since all this started.
Superannuation has also taken a hit.
Super's down about 5 or 6% for most members.
Retiree Peter O'Gorman is alert but not alarmed. He's playing the long game.
When you're talking super, you're talking long term anyways.
Funds have their own battle armour, diversification.
Super isn't all invested in shares. All your eggs aren't in one basket.
Cashing out now could crystallise your losses.
We need to stay in our seat and wait to ride the storm.
Bob Myers has capitalised on the volatility.
I sold before they dropped too far and I bought back in when they down about the bottom.
But it's a risky strategy.
There were so many people during 2020 with COVID who went to cash, and many of them are still there. And they're the people who have been worse off.
Retirement savings will get a boost in July when employer super contributions are raised from 10% to 10.5%.
With disaster on home soil too, many households could use the extra cash, but most are not able to access their super.
You need to be on government support for about 6 months.
The market's instability highlighted again today as Australian shares jumped to a one-month high. Alex Lewis, 7 News.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
To sport, and the Michael Voss era at Carlton started with a bang, ending an 11-game losing streak against Richmond in front of 72,000 fans at the MCG. Blues captain Patrick Cripps kicked 3 goals, while Sam Doherty kicked his own on his return from a second round of chemotherapy. Carlton kicked the last 7 goals to run out 25-point winners. The Storm celebrated Craig Bellamy's 500th game with a heart-stopping Golden Point win against the Rabbitohs. Trailing 14-0 with 12 minutes to play, Souths launched a late comeback, drawing level in the dying seconds through a Latrell Mitchell 2-point field goal. But in Golden Point, it was Ryan Pappenhausen's turn, the Storm fullback kicking the winning field goal. A 34-year-old striker born in Uruguay is in the Socceroos squad for next Thursday's Crunch World Cup qualifier against Japan at Stadium Australia. Newly naturalised A-League star Bruno Fornaroli is every chance of making his debut.
He's got a great reputation of having a winning mentality. He feels Australian because he's been in Australia that long.
It's a massive opportunity and I'm ready to take it. I live in a dream.
Graham Arnold says it was too soon to select Sydney-born rising star Christian Volpato. Anthony Cummings is excited at the chance to build on his legendary late father's legacy in Saturday's $5 million golden slipper. But Cummings wasn't just the Cup's king. He won the world's richest 2-year-old race 5 times. A teenage Anthony was at Rose Hill when Bart won with Century Miss in 1979.
Probably the most exciting day I'd had at the races at that stage of my life. So to get to that off my own bat in the same stable, yeah, it means quite a lot.
Slipper Day is live on 7 on Saturday. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, troughs are generating a few showers and storms over South Australia and New South Wales and far north Queensland. Around the capitals now, Brisbane, a possible shower today, heading for a top of 29 degrees. Sydney, increasing showers, heading for 27. Canberra, a shower or two, also a top of 27. Melbourne, 21, light showers clearing. Hobart, early showers, heading for 18 degrees. Adelaide, 29 and mostly sunny. Perth, partly cloudy, 29 degrees, and Darwin 34 with a shower or two.